You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shilley. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. Thanks for being here in the energy of the community, the collective consciousness, being here in the space, bringing your vibrancy and your vitality and your commitment to raising your vibration. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, ancient practices, knowledge, and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, realms, and dimensions too, from the multiverse. The theme for this series is vessels of love, light, and service. May we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us today so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. So as we begin this call, may we open our hearts. May we call in the ancient ones to support us today, to be here with us as we hear the wonderful words and the vibration behind the words. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Anne Deirdre is an international celebrity expert on intuition, certified medical intuitive, best-selling author and publisher, professional artist, speaker, and coach. She has been featured on ABC and NBC TV, on the CW TV network, HuffPost Live, also a Fox News radio contributor on NPR, CBS Radio, Business Talk Radio, and many print publications such as Examiner, BeliefNet, and Aspire Magazine. Anne's transformational gifts allow her to intuitively shine a light into her client's energy system and illuminate their hidden or dormant gifts and talents that their soul is here to share. Her unique and powerful gifts allow her to shift energetic patterns, heal trauma, and create new patterns so that they can bring their divine gifts to the world. Anne's access to higher realms began 20 years ago as an intuitive artist. Later in 2005, after a dark night of the soul, she was initiated into the Christ consciousness during meditation, which you can read about in her book, Miraculous, How My Spiritual Awakening Cured My Depression, Inspired My Purpose, and Ignited the Intuitive Powers Within. Anne energetically imprints her healing energy into all of her books, her artwork, and intuitive development products, which along with the above title includes the books Extreme Intuitive Makeover, which was endorsed by Eldon Taylor and Peter Calhoun, as well as Inner Visions, The Healing Path of Art, which generates her extraordinary artwork with her spiritual wisdom. Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, it gives me great pleasure to welcome Anne to the show. Welcome, Anne.
Thank you, Ian. So wonderful and honored to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I think the community is really intrigued and very, very excited to hear what you have to share today. So everyone, Anne is going to be talking about Third Eye Miracles and Mastery, Awaken Your Divine Intuitive Power. So you'll be experiencing how you can connect with avatars. You'll learn Anne's signature template of miraculous creation. You'll clear blocks in your energy field. And also, you'll receive a group reading from Anne's Spiritual Enlightenment, a toolkit for creating divine magic and miracles in your life. So, star 2 to raise your hand. We're not there yet, of course, but if you'd like to have your question answered or get a reading from Anne, just go ahead and press star 2 on your phone or push enter the question in the question box on the webinar page. So that'll give you a chance to have a reading from Anne. So Anne's going to be doing live readings with her Spiritual Enlightenment Oracle card deck. And then also Anne's going to be doing the process, focusing on the third eye. So everyone, that'll happen towards the end of the call. So we've got a great call lined up for you today. And so Anne, this is the first time that you're actually on this show, and there's certainly might be / will be people on the phone or listening in who know who you are and might have even worked with you before, but some haven't. So, you know, apart from the formal introduction that I provided at the beginning of the call, can you, in your own words, just provide a little bit of a color around, you know, who is Anne Deirdre?
Oh, thank you so much. I so resonate with your theme and your message, Ian, connecting with ancient wisdom. And when you said remembering, I got a big intuitive hit as you just said that a few moments ago. And that's exactly what it was like for me in 2004 amidst a dark night of the soul, which prior to that, I did not consider myself intuitive whatsoever. I don't even really think the word was in my vocabulary. But I ended up going through a series of things in my life that many of us do, losses and whatnot, and it really took me down. I didn't realize at the time that my chakras were just clogged and depression was setting in on an energetic level. Doctors said that I would never not be on medication and depressed. So I just took what they said, and until it got to a crisis point, which lasted about a year, where I really was unable to function. It was like my spirit left my body. I found a meditation technique, Kriya Yoga, from Avatar Saint Yogananda, that wonderful ancient wisdom from India. And what I started to do was follow it, not even really understanding what I was doing, which I think was the best part, because I do think a lot of us are everyday mystics or mystics next door. I know if I found this spiritual tool and it worked the way it did, just so happy to be talking about it, because it definitely cured my depression and also got me activated into a writing career that I didn't see coming, nor did anybody else in my family. You know, so it just really worked.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, you mentioned something that I wanted to talk about a little bit, and you mentioned clogged chakras leading to depression. So can you just explain the relationship between chakras and some of the maybe emotional symptoms that we might experience in our lives, maybe depression or anxiety? Could you explain that relationship for us?
Absolutely. And I didn't know any of this when I started working with my energy. I found out later, you know, that this energy centers through the meditation technique I was doing was clearing the chakra Sanskrit word, flowing my energy centers, the seven main ones in the physical body that go with everything going on in our lives. So it's very practical, grounded, applicable. I started to clear my own energy centers from root to crown, which have to do with everything in our lives, our family issues, you know, love, creativity, feeling powerful or not powerful, heartache, or whether we feel empowered to use our voice or speak up, or, you know, all of those confusing things that we all go through. I started to be able to identify them, not only my own energy field and clear, but then it led me on to help other people with this process.
So what has been your understanding or revelation around what causes the chakras to be clogged?
I know from the, again, this meditation technique was absolutely life-changing because the energy in my centers were so filled. Yes, and to answer your question about the emotions, with what's called density, fear, anger, sadness, a lot of us have been, you know, incarnated so many times and picked up so many things from all of our timelines and prior lifetimes and bringing them into the present. I mean, talk about carrying some luggage, right? So there we are, you know, feeling all these things, not knowing that we are pioneers and trailblazers, but thinking there's probably something wrong with us or we're different from everybody else. And before we could all meet like this globally, I think a lot of us felt alone, which I think compounded that scenario. So all those energies were just sitting there in my energy field. And when I started to use this tool and do these energy practices, and then spirit initiated me into a way of working with my own energy, I created a modality, which a lot of us are being handed, I think, modalities from other dimensions that we're connected with. So, so I was able to start to clear the anger, fear, and sadness, and I started to be more illuminated and feel the connection to joy and bliss and love that I'd heard about but hadn't really experienced to that degree. And so I know from working with my own energy and with so many people, I've been privileged to do this all over the world for over a decade now, that when we get to peel the layers of the denser emotions, the shine, the light, the gifts, all that's there is just so ready to be available and accessed and live in this other whole space, which I, you know, it's called heaven on earth.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think everyone else listening today, besides including myself, is also very eager to hear about that modality. But before we get to that, you know, the title of the show is Third Eye Miracles and Mastery, Awakening Your Divine Intuitive Power. I wanted to find out how you, Anne, awakened your own third eye.
Oh, my gosh, Ian. So I didn't realize when I started painting 26 years ago that I had started creating visionary, intuitive encodements of consciousness paintings. I just knew it made me feel better, and I never had an art lesson, so I didn't think anybody would ever see the artwork. But when I started doing this meditation technique, I heard this voice really loudly when I was starting to snap out of my deep depression, dark night of the soul, and I heard, I saw one of my paintings in my mind's eye, in my third, well, you know, it wasn't even my third eye. I saw, I thought it was my imagination with words around it. And I heard a voice say, "You will write a book." I mean, it was loud as day, and there was nobody around that could have said that, and I didn't know what was happening. But I literally walked in my living room and just started following this voice to say, "Get your paintings together and start writing." And I did. I still didn't know I was psychic. I did not know I was intuitive. I didn't know what was happening. Years later, I became a certified angel reader, and then I said, oh, I'm officially psychic. But I think for many of us, we have these gifts, and they are dormant, and it takes some kind of spark to remember, oh, yeah, I've done this before. I'm here to do this. So That's how I feel like I kind of stumbled across it. I found a meditation technique in a magazine at the health food store where I opened up the article that said Receiving the Divine. It was an article on Yogananda, and Norman Paulson in California was still alive, I saw from reading the article, and Receiving the Divine sounded really good when I could barely function, to say the least. So I got the meditation technique in the book and read it, and then I got another book by Yogananda, and I would open it up, and I started noticing that I knew things, and my friends started noticing, "I didn't tell you that. How did you know that?" I'm like, "I just do." And so, I mean, official training really helped too.
Yeah, okay.
Ground but.
Sorry to interrupt you, Anne.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask around, there's things that we can do, there's practices that we can do to enhance our intuition. But what about preparing for that awakening? Are there things that we can do? So you stumbled across the magazine, there's no such thing as stumbled, but you were led to that magazine in that store, for example.
Right.
But are there things that, you can share with the community that might make might make people more prone to be able to open their intuition?
I feel like there's been so much acceleration on the planet since that timeline in 2004, where I feel like many of us had like these awakening moments. I feel like we've all had kind of like an understanding on some soul level that we were going to come here and make a difference and shift the consciousness. And for everybody else, I feel like even in speaking this, reminding you, my voice is activating, right? So it's not my words, it's the energy behind it. It's even beyond intention, Ian. It's like such a strong divine will of alignment of my will with the divine will. So I say to people, little things like, I align my will with divine will, higher self guide me. So initiate the energy like early in the day so that you're going to be more prone to hear that. As well as the ego chiming in, but just to be able to differentiate that will bring in more awareness. And like I said, there's so much more acceleration on the planet that I feel like your community is so, in this ride we're all taking, and it's phenomenal. So it's only, there's more too. There's always more. So, set intention. In the beginning, I didn't know if I was going to hear my intuition or what was going to make, how my day was going to go, and I started to kind of harness it and say, I intend or I align my will, and I, intuition, guide me, command, take the command of the sovereign energy that we have to create. And that's something came up, talk about on the call. A lot of us are afraid of our creative abilities from maybe Atlantis and things, and maybe we thought we've created a mess, so to listen to our intuition and seen things in prior lifetimes where things have happened and we've witnessed such things is pretty trepidatious for a lot of us. So I've been helping people come through that to be really seen and heard in this lifetime.
So let me ask you how things have changed for you since you've come to understand this knowing, this intuitive gift that you have? You know, how have things changed for you? Because I think people are curious. Because, you know, there is this, you know, in the spiritual community, there's often a sense. I'm not saying this is, you know, globally, but there's a sense that, you know, opening the third eye is one of the holy grails, for example, of, you know, being being a spiritual person. And it's seen as this almost like this be all and end all, but it certainly does have benefits when you have a deeper sense of knowing. Can you just talk to everyone around some of the changes that have happened in your life and how having your third eye awakened has changed you or altered you in some way?
Yes. This process that I received really initiated into the Christ of Consciousness through Yogananda's spiritual tool. So we've heard of different meditation techniques, and I welcome many of them, and I've written about nature as meditative. This particular practice was a spiritual tool specific to opening up divine consciousness, third eye opening. And from my experience and from working with people, it really is about a process of raising your vibration, you know, so working with your chakras, clearing some of the energy. And I feel that one thing that can help to be prepared for, which was certainly difficult for me in the beginning, was to start to receive kind of unsettling information that, you know, my 9-to-5 job was not really it, you know, and, you know, hey, you know, this situation here, you know, so you get the best and highest guidance, but sometimes as a personality and ego and human being, it's not that easy to hear some things that you know and feel and to trust that the changes that you feel guided to make are really going to end up being the highest good and highest good for all. But that's the beauty of the third eye. It really does have the best interest of the highest good and highest good for all. So when you can really plug into that and become aware, it's not like an overnight, like neon, you know, signs, but you start to get more gut feelings. You start to feel things in your heart and you start to know what brings you joy, even in increments. Does that make sense? So it really is a path that kind of unfolds, and we get to be the co-creators that take the step. Nobody says you have to. There's free will. But when you do, I find the rewards are just quite miraculous. Yeah, my whole life changed. I graduated with a BA in art history. Never thought that, I mean, writing, painting, being intuitive as a career was just not something that I went to college for, quite frankly. And so my family, you know, took a little while for them to get used to, like, you know, Anne's on the news. So they're like, we're not sure what you're doing, but, you know, it looks good. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing.
It's not easy to call this something, but we can feel it, and it's not something you can really mentalize. You know, you can watch your thoughts, but consciousness creates your reality for you. Does that make sense? So it's actually a beautiful process.
Absolutely, and you know, I think nothing that you're going to say is going to shock anyone in this community. But you know, we are all. And I know I can't.
That's what I love about it.
Yeah. but you know, one thing that we don't pretend is, you know, we certainly don't pretend that we have all the answers. So that's why it's so wonderful to, you know, have someone like you on that can talk about these experiences and what life is like, or how we can change our trajectory in terms of our soul's evolution. Because what most people are looking for is that acceleration, right? That acceleration where we become one with all beings and truly have that paradigm of unity consciousness, where we embody that unity consciousness. And let me ask you this question. How does opening or awakening your third eye, and again, you know, the reason we're talking about this, everyone, today is because that really is what this the topic is about, third eye miracles and mastery, how does opening or awakening your third eye really help someone that is truly on the spiritual path and doing their spiritual work?
It's the key to creation, really, the vision and the voice. You know, so we're talking about the third eye when I work with people. It's that center between the brows that holds the psychic abilities, the spiritual abilities, the clairaudience, the clairvoyance. I mean, whatever, that when I work with people and work with myself, all those abilities are within this realm, you know, near the ears and the clairaudience, to be able to hear, see, feel, and know for your life is amazing within itself. But then you get the added component of things can drop in, like the first book I ever wrote that didn't even know I could write. I saw a picture of it, and it, you know, I thought it was my imagination. But the third eye is like the imagination. You can use it as a creative tool to create from the heart. That's going to be that, you know, projection screen that you have total support to fulfill what you came here to do. And you can see it, you can visualize it, you can be shown, or you can be asked to be shown, and you can create from it. I use my third eye a lot. Everything I'm doing now, I saw in advance. I say, except when I'm driving, I was cooking dinner, I learned these techniques, I started to imagine speaking on stages with hundreds of people. And this is when I had complete phobia of speaking in public, mind you, but I could imagine, and there I was, and I could feel the feelings that I had to work through, the nervousness, and but just to play, and just let me just imagine that I'm enjoying doing this. And lo and behold, a few years ago, I'll always remember that life-shifting moment when, because I started speaking in front of people, but I maintained the nerves around it. And then miraculously, I know through the envisioning of the third eye, it's the best day, you know, to be able to shift that fear into total love is pretty incredible when you've suffered from phobias. That a lot of us can, if we have stuck chakras, we can have the walls can start to like close in. You know, it makes us feel very trapped to feel all that stuck energy.
Yeah.
So let me go back to seeing and then creating from seeing and feeling.
Thank you. Let me go back to what we spoke about in the beginning, you know, because you just mentioned that again. You just mentioned the chakras again. So how really important is the chakra work that we do? How important is doing the chakra clearing?
It's so important from, again, my experience in working with people, because I'm like a psychic detective in the chakras. I did not know that I was born to do this, but what I can see and sense from the belief systems that I can see and feel that if people have picked up, I can tell exactly what it is and help dissolve and pull the plug on it so that they're living in greater freedom. I've seen anything from something a teacher, somebody said to them in fifth grade in their root chakra. And I said, you know, teacher say something to you in fifth grade? You know, the gap, because yes, this was on TV. I did this one time. She said, yes, the teacher, and she really went into it. She goes, that was, I said, yeah, I see it. It's in your root chakra. So imagine the things that we don't or think we're not feeling. I find them there. It's in there. And as a medical intuitive, I've gone on to find, you know, the correlation between the physical symptoms that can come from what starts in the auric field and the thoughts, or a lot of us absorb the thoughts of others. We're walking around like, you know, the sponges of other people's emotions that we've got to clear. So it's very important.
Yeah. So you're saying that the chakras are receptacles or even sponges, you know, to, you know, maybe create a visual that soak up thought forms, that soak up words, that soak up vibrations, that either we are thinking ourselves or projections, and then we housing these vibrations in whatever form it is, thought form, spoken word, vibration, we housing them in our chakras, and then those are also causing all sorts of ailments from physical, emotional to mental. Is everything I'm saying, you know?
Yes.
Is it all?
And people,
wow.
Things your parents believed that you didn't even believe, but you were, you know, in their presence and you started to absorb it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of us are tired light workers, but really the work, as I've discovered, that we're, a lot of us are doing this work. If you, you know, we're the black sheep of the family, you call it, or the scapegoat or whatever. There, we got thrown all kinds of stuff in our at us, and we picked it up. And so, yeah, we don't want to throw it at someone else. We want to clear it and release it.
Right, and also so we don't pass it to future generations, you know, our own children,
right.
Offspring.
Yes,
or,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. So one of your special gifts that you've been bestowed by the universe is actually being able to, like, shine the light into someone's chakra, almost like looking through a microscope and finding out or identifying, you know, any of these vibrations and then being able to clear?
Yes. I've been doing it about a decade. Almost day in and day out. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to connect the dots here. So then when this work is done, then the person who is receiving the clearing work is so much more able to then put themselves in a much better position to have their third eye open to receive that awakening and then to receive that knowing and intuition.
Right, because that's all vibration and frequency. If you are kind of caught up and preoccupied, let's say, this is something an avatar saint would say, preoccupation and completion, using those phrases. The way I see it, if our energy fields are preoccupied with density, or it's kind of like, you know, a foreign object that's not supposed to be here, we get wrapped up and preoccupied, you know, and it's just kind of loops and loops and loops and loops. So by clearing it, you no longer have that dialogue tape running. You know, like, I am not enough, or I can't do this. All that stuff is just under the surface. So, yes, I can psychically pick that stuff up, illuminate it for who I'm working with, dissolve it, clear it, and then I've been able to see, hey, did you know you are, you know, an animal communicator? Did you know you have this ability? Because it's a lot easier, you know, it's like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you're down... kind of ruminating in the root chakra to get to the levels of self-realization and higher consciousness, it's easier to act, which I call intuition, is a consciousness, a frequency, right? To tune into all that is and all the galactic world and the etheric chakras. So particularly clearing 1, 2, and 3, you know, I've worked with people to get just the different layers. Okay, there's that, now there's that, there's that. But it's wonderful because the person feels better and better. You know, so it's tangible.
Right, beautiful. Well, let's do this. Why don't we go ahead and I know everyone is excited to have you do some readings. So we've got the phone, we got the web. So if you're on the webcast page, you can put your question in the webinar. Name, location, and question. And then if you're on the phone, well, then you get Anne live in person, so to speak. So let's start with the phone. Let's go to Palm Desert, California. The last four digits of the phone number are 1020, 1020.
Oh, my word. Bless you. I'm here. Oh, I was praying for this.
Ah.
Oh, my
prayer
God.
Answered. Welcome.
Miracles are occurring daily. I had one yesterday. I have one today. Thank you.
Beautiful. What's your name?
I would love to ask a question to her, please.
Yeah, what's your name?
Hi there.
Hi, Hen. I had my third eye open in 1999 at a meditation Congress of Illumination where they were trying to reach up to the higher realms to connect and become the light, hold the light for the world. And it opened up in that last day as we were building the momentum and the light to create that. Anyway, I saw the experience of the blue pearl and everything, and I had that, and it was fascinating. And I've always been intuitive, but I keep track of everything that happens that I do, you know, get my intuition, so I'm honoring it, so I'm keeping in touch with it and letting it know that I want more. I just don't know if that third eye, once it's open, is it done, or does it? Can you get deeper, or do you? Can you see it again, or is it just a one-time thing,
yeah,
and that's
yeah.
all it is, and your intuition is just what it is at that time, and you can develop it on your own after that?
Yeah, I do feel that. Got a little bit of feedback there. So what I'm getting, and thank you for that question, and for you and for people listening, is that it's very divinely guided in that there is more, but it could be that somebody may need a little more assistance, let's say, because of fears or trials or persecutions from past lives. That makes sense. So it really kind of like allows, it can be a process for some people. And I feel like we can also, I mean, I've heard a lot of different stories, probably you all have too, about people like, you know, shut down their psychic abilities, or they, when they were small children, they talked to their invisible friends. Somebody said, you know, that's stupid. Or, so there's different things. There's a way that we can suppress our own innate abilities. But ideally, when we are, I feel, working as a community in this ascended mastery place, it's a place where we can all feel very comfortable really opening up full power. It's just the time to be fully powerful. That was the biggest message I got before the call. I think some of us have kind of put on, you know, our little bit of a training wheels just to kind of make other people comfortable. Does that make sense? So it's time to really be open to how much power, intuitive power, you can bring in. And as I'm working with you, what's your first name again?
I'm sorry, Diane.
Diane, yes, Diane. What I'm getting for you, if that's okay, I'll give you a message here. I pulled the card, Joy is a Key to Divine Magic and Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And it could, at some point in your life, it could be prior lifetime I'm picking up, or it could be in your subconscious, but I feel like some people have been a little bit afraid of your power, and maybe you've had a bit afraid of your power too. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
but
I think so. I think they've tried to put it down, you know.
Yes, right. And so when I get Joy is a Key to Divine Magic and Miracles, so I'm actually working with you now, with my guides. I work with Jesus, Buddha, the Palladians. I work with some great beings that I've been channeling their work for, you know, since I started this. And so what I'm getting with you is, to imagine, I'm getting joy as a practice. I mean, we've heard of mindfulness meditations. I get to put your attention on joy.
I do.
Joy is a very...
Joy. Mm-hmm. I do.
Say that again?
I'm very blessed, and I feel like I have the highest joy I've ever had in my life. I just got wonderful.
You do. It's very disarming, and that's what we're shifting into, not a threatening, oh, I'm this and I have this power and
no,
you don't. I feel
no,
like it's a very
no.
disarming, beautiful energy for you, so that's an encouragement. Anything I get is something you're doing or something that's doing encouragement. That's how I get reading, something to confirm or encourage. Makes sense.
Well, I
want to
help us, that's
yes,
my...
the more joy, the more open you are to that miracle frequency, and really allowing that to be the new norm.
Yes, and I'm trying right now to establish a way to help others to open up their higher selves and help assist them and be part of, you know,
beautiful,
making this heaven on earth. That's my mission, I believe.
Yes. Beautiful.
So
thank
need
you
to
for sharing.
Other than what
thank
I'm doing, just keep
calling.
On the same.
Yes, joy as your guide.
Okay, got it.
You have a lot of joy guides. I feel like you are a joy guide, and it can be
beautiful,
as simple in that in its power.
Bless you, and thank you,
Diane.
So much.
Thank you.
Much love. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful. All right, let's go to Union City, New Jersey, 7413. You're on live with Anne.
Hi, this is Sandy. How are you?
Good. Hi,
Sandy.
I'm in West New York, New Jersey. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you for taking my call. How exciting. I was wondering if you could check my energy and see where I have blocks with opening my third eye.
Okay. And I did pull a card for you. You have spiritual gifts. It's actually my third eye card in my 45 card deck. So let's look at that. Again, anything I pick up could be prior lifetime, could be something that your family, you know, I want to say lovingly bestowed energetically, but I'm getting a sense of seeing things black or white, which is kind of my sign for intellectual smart, all those wonderful left brain. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
I feel like, yeah, you got the smart and wise. And so allowing your wisdom to be the strength that it is and not in competition with your intelligence. Okay, it's not left brain or right brain. It's an integration that I'm working on with you right now energetically so that it's more naturally that it's like, does that make sense? Like it's like an orchestra. Like the flute is not competing with the harp, okay?
I mean, I have a long lineage of everybody being very left brain and smart and science-focused.
Yep.
And yeah.
Exactly. Just get good. Yeah. Chills. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm creative, so I feel like I don't have that as strong. That I am sort of in the middle there. So how do I get?
You
that
got impacted
right
by it energetically. You got you picked up slivers of it, and the little part of you, like as a small child, might have, like, is it okay if I'm this? It's different from them. It's a little bit of root chakra tribal in a way. You know what I mean? In a kind of primitive, maybe even in another lifetime where you picked up, is it okay to be me? Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a little clearing with you. Okay. So anywhere where you may have felt, and also a sense of independence, but also a little bit of fear around that. Like, what if it was some kind of, what if I'm not taken care of? Do you understand some stuff in your root chakra?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Again, you may not even remember this, maybe when you hear, but is it okay for me to be different? Is it okay for me to be different? So let's, again, keep working with you to align so that there's no question. And you asked about the block, so we're starting kind of with the root and working to bring in that higher awareness that you are safe and secure and stable with your inner stability. I call it the divine stability. And we're clearing any kind of old family or old prior lifetimes or ancestral stuff, okay? So there's that thing that Ian mentioned too, the stuff that we brought in, unknowingly even. And so we're just clearing and releasing that, dissolving that, and allowing that to be, bring up that of the central sun and transmute it so that you can continue to feel that empowerment and bring in more light and frequency to align your root up until God's source energy. Thank you, God, and so it is.
And so it is.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank
you. Much love to you. Okay.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For calling in.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Well, let's go to the web for a little while, and we'll get to some web questions. So let's start with this is Violet from Rochester, and she's got a very specific question, and I'm just going to ask this one because this is what I was led to. She's asking how her liver is functioning now, because I know that you're a medical intuitive as well, and so that's why I'm just asking this, even though it's a little bit off from the third eye, but I was led to this question.
Yeah, so I did train with a doctor and physician, medical intuitive, and I was guided not to be prescriptive or diagnose per se, but I can let you know, Violet, that that specific question regarding the liver, anger is an emotion that I feel that some people, again, in your family could be part of life, but there's been an uneasiness and some people have not been able to effectively manage their anger, so there's been some kind of holding on, let's say. It's almost like you were holding on to it so that it wouldn't hurt other people. Wow, okay. So that makes sense. We'll do a little clearing of that. It's like you were holding the anger. All right, so we're going to clear that so you can safely release any anger, that it's not going to be harmful. You've quit the compassionate soul, so we'll allow that to transmute up into the central sun so that you can feel the energy flow. And I don't know if you've been watching if you've been doing any cleanse or detoxes, I kind of get some stuff around coffee and whatnot. Just something you want to definitely check with the doctor or naturopath, whoever you would check with, on some kind of nutritional energy. Just again, not diagnosing, but it would be you could check on that to support that part of you
that has
held on the anger, of others. So thank you, Violet.
Okay, beautiful. Catherine from Palatka would like an oracle card reading. So a general oracle card reading for Catherine.
Okay, Catherine. I have Never Give Up card for you. I'm going to read the back, which I feel guided to. Calm after the storm. You've chosen this card as a reminder to never give up, never, ever, ever give up. Oftentimes, what we are searching for becomes available in divine timing. Trust that God hears your prayers and answers them. What is meant for your highest good will be. Trust that. The eternal sun is always shining behind the clouds. Find the gift in any difficulty you are facing, and this will help you transcend and move back into joy. And I did get that message for the call, too. I often do check in and ask for some messages prior to speaking. And I did hear very loudly, I heard that it would come through that to let you all know what is meant for you is for you. And, you know, we've heard there's no I don't know if you've heard it, but there's no competition in heaven, there's no competition on earth. But I feel like that's a great message for you, Catherine, and all of us, that what is meant for us will be. Okay, so I don't know if that means anything to you right now, but the divine timing factor feels important to assure you that things are moving in a direction that is definitely of divine service, and there's a lot of gratitude around that. So thank you for your question, or thank you for asking me to pick a card.
Thank you. This is Viorica from Edmonton, which I believe is in Canada. Hi, Anne. Are you able to help me in opening my third eye? So anything that you can do around shining some light on Viorica's ability to open her third eye?
Sure thing. I also got for you, I pulled the card, Open the Windows of Your Heart. And again, I heard the message and tuning in that the heart is very much connected to our capacity to co-create and visualize. Around the hesitation, a little bit of a block that I'm sensing with you feels a little bit of a slight fear, if you will, around the infinite. It feels a little, that's a lot, infinite. So that's happened to a lot of us with programming to kind of keep us in our place, let's say. So Open the Windows of Your Heart is a message for you to, when you're connecting with your heart, you're becoming a natural manifester. So it's not like all of these different chakras or energy systems. They all work in coordination. So again, this is a message specifically for you and anybody else that hears this. There is power of group messages. If you're listening and this resonates with you, then it's a message for you as well. So if the third eye sounds too complicated, take a moment. I like to put your feet on the ground and sit up straight and create some downtime for yourself. Create that space where you can become available to feel in your heart. Okay, a lot of you may not have been feeling as much as you could be, because the feeling is the indicator or the GPS that works in collaboration with the third eye. Okay, so feeling the fear is just, it can stop people, but there's something beyond. So being willing to sit with your feelings and make that a gentle process if you're not used to doing it. Even just a few times a day, check in, how am I feeling? That could just bring your awareness back to the present moment, and that one simple exercise can help create more of the empowerment of the third eye, because the third eye really is all awareness. Okay, so check in with your heart throughout the day. How am I feeling? That could be a great exercise for you to open up more of your third eye abilities.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Shamita in Pietermaritzburg, South Africa. So, Shamita, hi, I would love to know what are the blockages that are preventing me from opening my third eye, and also if there's any type of clearing you could help with opening her third eye.
Okay, Shamika, I'm seeing some sacred geometry for you. I don't know if you're like the flower of life. I think some of you resonate with different kinds of modalities and tools. It's just not, you know, one way to reach the divinity within us, let's say, connect with that really more fully. So with your third eye, I'm getting it could be that some different sacred geometry tools, flower, again, I'm seeing that flower of life symbol. You could even, you know, Google something, print it out, and see if when you look at it, there's some kind of sequencing that happens with sacred geometry, whether it's in flowers or a shell, the spiral that speaks on really an etheric level. So that could be a way that you work. I don't know if you're good in math, but I just get something around that sacred geometry as a pathway. All right, so thank you for your question.
Yeah, thank you. Beautiful. All right, everyone, I wanted to share with you, or I wanted to have Anne share with us her program, her package, how you can work with her individually. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, just click the special offer button below Anne's photograph, and you'll be taken to the page. It says Third Eye Miracles and Mastery. And if you're not on the page, you can type in wotasummit.com, wotasummit.com/S, that's the letter S, the number 3, Anne, A-N-N-E. So wotasummit.com/S3Anne, and you'll be looking at the page. But I just want to let you know that we will do more questions. We're going to take more callers, as well as that beautiful process that Anne has ready for the group in just a little while. But for now, I wanted to, Anne, if you would, take people through your offer and what's included.
Thank you, Ian. I'm really excited about this one-hour third eye reading that I'm offering. It's going to include two prior lifetimes, which I will share with you in terms of timelines, where you were in the world, what the situations or scenarios surrounding it. Again, with my third eye, I will look clairvoyantly at your past lives to be able to help illuminate for you some things that are going to make sense for you in this lifetime. Okay, so it's not really, you know, past, present, future, like these three different, it's really the total experience of your soul, and this is a time that I've been guided more and more to share with people. Let's get all this cleared up to be fully in our power. You know, so let's look at these things. Let's dissolve anything that's hanging you up here in this lifetime. We're not doing Groundhog Day. Okay, so we're going to look at that. And also, I do work with archangels and ascended masters, and each reading is quite unique and custom. So I will look at your seven chakras and describe what I'm seeing, what the blocks are, where you picked it up, and we can dissolve those as well. And we'll also be able to look at, you're all very gifted, and this is, you know, sometimes we start with a modality or two or a certain amount of giftedness that you each have, but whether you're already officially working and you know, full-on intuitive and healer and all that, I find a lot of other abilities for people, and I find abilities in people that haven't even had names on the planet. I help name abilities, so that's been really fun. People, this, you know, that you have your own kind of modality that you're here, and so we can look at some of those things in the reading as well. So we will help you create a map, a blueprint, you know, harness action plan. Okay, so you've got this information, and now what do I do with it? So we'll go over how you're meant to work with your gifts, right? Which I think is really important for those of us, you know, to be seen and be heard in the way that we're meant to. So I've been helping people with that for some time. So we will be doing that in that hour, as well as the audios I've created that really are my signature chakra clearing system. I go through each and every of the seven main centers so that you can start to become your own psychic detective along with my energetic support, because I do have energetic support in all my books, audios, paintings, everything I create has divine energy that will help support you through understanding the power of who you are on a soul level. So every single center, every single issue, it's all in the chakras, as I say, so you'll be able to excavate and really learn. I have a beautiful color guidebook as well as audios, and I do share my way of how I got to be, you know, so open with my third eye with the Kriya Yoga meditation. So I created an audio for you to share that with you in my Visionary Intuitive Mastery three-part series, which will also help activate your ninth chakra, which I find in people have their gifts from prior lifetimes. I find a lot of medicine men and women from, you know, different times throughout history. And so this audio will help you remember, you know, bells going off in your head. Oh, yeah, I am that. I do have that. And I'm here to use it now in the highest level and frequency. And then we bring in the abundance activation, because the starving artist thing was, you know, so last lifetime, wasn't it?
Yeah, right?
So this is a whole new, we're mystics in the 21st century. We're here to be able to access technology, to be able to be bring our giftedness to every place, you know, that we're meant to. So it's an abundant feeling to be able to do that. And so that audio will help facilitate that as well. I facilitate energy as well as, you know, teach, but I'm more a facilitator. So you'll be able to, like, catalyze that, if you will. And then I included an etheric art print. And so when you look at the artwork, it does have encodements of consciousness and will remind you of your true self and the power of your soul. And it helps you go beyond limitation. So having a piece of art can do that, can translate that. And I also included one of my best-selling books, Extreme Intuitive Makeover, 55 Keys to Health, Wealth, and Happiness. It's a big coaching program that I've had very successfully worked with people through these 55 keys. And you can just open as an oracle, but the keys are anything from connecting with angels, connecting with archangels, connecting with ascended masters. It's got my signature creation method in there. So I've got 55 different ways that you can access more health, wealth, and happiness in that book. I put it all in that book. So I'd be thrilled to work with you. And so thank you, Ian, and thank you, everyone. It'd be an honor.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, beautiful. So what is your... What did you just say? Not the your what is your creation method that's in there? What are people gonna experience?
Yeah, so you know how you get an idea and you think about it and you maybe talk about it a little bit, but you don't actually get it done. So this is a divine energy cycle that helps you realize those ideas you get are yours. They're your divinely inspired ideas, and I take you through a process of recognizing that this is a divine, it's not a fluke, it's not, you know, I could have thought of that. You know, you're getting your own divine downloads, and so you want to take those ideas, recognize them as such, even write them down, because when you set this in motion and get this ignition that you are a divine idea, you're a receiver of divine ideas, and they are your wealth, and they are your abundance, and they are your joy, then you can really harness them and go into step two, which is my creative visualization process, which is bringing it to life. The way I described how I became a speaker when I was terrified to speak, because I imagine and felt it and all this. I go into that and how to plan, how to get everything together. And again, an energetic support, it's like writing a book. You get an idea to write a book. You imagine you're, you know, signing copies. You feel how wonderful that feels. start through, you start to get maybe back up into computers to, in case you start writing and, you know, you want to keep your words in case something happens. Just all the planning is actually fun. You set it in your calendar. You're building the energy for the step four, which is the action step that you're going to take action. So all of these energies, yes, support you. And everything I've done is from that process. When I sit down to write a book, I've published 9, I would get the idea. And if, you know, I was working 40-hour week, I've raised 2 kids that are in college. So I was like, I don't have time to write a book this weekend. But I was like, well, when can I? And I would look at my calendar and say, you know what, in 3 weeks, I've got 4 hours that Saturday. And I put it in permanent marker. I'm not penciling my time in. So these are some things that can help you really understand, appreciate what you're here to manifest.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, thank
so
you.
Bringing it into reality.
Uh-huh. You know, I'd almost wait until I've had my session with you and listen to all those MP3s on chakras before I actually, you know, dove into that book. Because, you know, once you've done my past life readings and you've done the chakra clearing work and I've done some work on myself, then really my third eye is more apt to be open, or it's more open than it is before I began the process. And then I'd be much more inclined to get those, you know, divine hits and really experience that, you know, the divine knowing that should really accompany, you know, any sort of major makeover, you know, because we are looking to, you know, do this from a spiritual level, and it is an intuitive and divine makeover. I would read that at the end, you know. I wouldn't do it first.
Yeah, I mean, everything works together. I even have a scan in there, because this work, I do ongoing work. If I'm going through something, I'll check in, and I have an energy scan in the audio. So if you've done a lot of your chakra clearing and you want a quick, you know, 10-15 minute scan to kind of maintenance, that's in there too.
So, you know, it wasn't written down, prior lifetime readings. It wasn't written down. So I think we should probably get that added, because I'm thinking that people are pretty interested in that as well. I think it's a beautiful package that includes the third eye reading and the prior lifetimes. Can you talk a little bit more about that? You said something very, very nicely. You said how that when you do the prior lifetime readings and the third eye reading, it will really make sense for you in this lifetime, which I think is what a lot of people are looking for.
Yeah.
Like, how much does it make sense in this lifetime, you know, for me in this human body?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I go there. I can feel myself traveling. I like teleporting. I'm like in another country and I'm seeing it. So I really experience it and describe it with the person, and they know that this is happening. And they're like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, because if I can pick it up there and I'm meant to bring it through for you to have this awareness and help dissolve and facilitate the clearing of it with, while leaving the love, right? Then, yeah, it's very personal for people. They get it. So it's been a real honor to be doing these with people.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of people have these feelings that in past lifetimes, you know, we were maybe priests or priestesses or Egyptian goddesses or something like that. What sort of lifetimes really come through for people, just to make it, you know, if you can connect the dots for some of the callers, some of the community now,
yeah.
What are some of the things that come through that really make it relevant to this lifetime?
Yeah, I did see someone that had witnessed Joan of Arc's death in France, and we were there, and the shock of the of what was transpiring, and this person was having difficulty with their throat chakra, was very impactful for them to come away with an understanding. And it is experiential. I'm not only describing it, I'm energetically able to translate this. You know, I leave you know, I'm fully present so I can be available and they can feel it, you know what I mean? And I'm in noble compassion. I do have the ability to witness, okay? So it's a very healing experience that when they, it registers, why have I been having trouble speaking up in this lifetime? Why, after all these classes I've taken, that I don't know what to do? It's like, you know what to do, and here's why. This is just one of the examples. I've been traveling around the world and doing these and giving, you know, good detail and experience so that it's healing for people.
Yeah.
And feels complete.
Beautiful.
It makes sense. They're like, oh, that's why this, you know, thing.
Yeah, I think this is such a complete program that you put together. I love that you have the chakra work, you have the home study program there for the chakra work, you have all those guided meditations to work on the particular chakras, plus an hour. So everyone, you get 1 hour. It's an hour. Do you have to say that again? It's an hour of time. That is so generous. That is for a session nowadays to have a full hour. I wouldn't say it's rare, but it certainly is uncommon.
Mm.
So that is a wonderful gift of your time. So everyone in the community that's listening, this is a wonderful opportunity to work with really, not just someone who's renowned, but, you know, someone who is so experienced and has such a beautiful gift from the divine in being able to clear out your chakras and then really get you to a point where you can really work on opening your third eye for that greater and deeper inner knowing. And of course, to me, it's like a bonus having the past lifetimes. I didn't expect that. That's really
mm-hmm.
like a special bonus that was revealed, the big reveal. I know that there's a lot of people in the community who are interested in finding out about who they were in previous lifetimes and what they've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful, everyone. So that is offered at $147, and you can even do it in two payments. So everyone, if you are looking to find out about past lifetimes and open up your third eye, then this definitely would be a package that I would have you sit with and really feel if this resonates. It really is a wonderful, wonderful offer. So thank you, Anne, for making that available to us.
Oh, very welcome. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, so let's do this. I did promise we'll go back to the phones. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to San Jose. I don't have a name. It's 1096, the last four digits of the phone number. In San Jose, California.
Hi, hello.
Hi, welcome.
Maria.
Hi, Maria. Welcome.
Thank you. It's my first time. Hi, Anne. This is really my very, very, very first event like this. But I do have a question about my intuition and my third eye, because can you guys hear me?
Maria? Hey, Maria, we can't really hear you. Can you maybe, do you have the computer on or something, because we can hardly hear you.
Okay, let me... Can you hear me now?
There's an echo, a big echo, which is making it very difficult for us.
Okay, hold on. Can you guys hear me now?
That
Hello?
Sounds better.
I can. Yes, you have a question about your intuition?
Yes, and my third eye, too. Because, see what's happening to me, it's been happening for the last 3 years now, and I have been... I know it's good, but what's happening is I have this vibration, very strong.
You're getting more sensitivity. Okay, yes. So which does happen with the third eye. I kind of joke I can hear a pin drop in California. I'm all the way on the East Coast. There's just some kind of sensitivity and to vibration. So I did pull a card for you, but please So that's the first thing I'm getting from what you're saying. But did you have something else to add?
Yes, I do something. The intuition, the intuitive. I didn't know anything about that too. How do you go about it? Do you listen to
it? I didn't hear what you said. Go about what was it?
The intuition, the intuitive.
Yeah. You know what I get with you, Maria? And I pulled a card. I'm going to read the card, and I'm going to tell you what I get in addition to that. So I pulled Gold Rose, and this is a card that is showing the divinity of nature. I'd say so when I connect with you and pull this card for you, I do feel like there's tree energy and some good ancient wisdom in being in nature for you that is reminiscent of who you are on a soul level. And nature has this vibration that is on the Hertz level. I wrote a book last summer before actually, about trees and Hertz, HZ, and how scientific this vibration or energy really is. So I do get a connection with you and nature very strongly, and that kind of vibration and energy could be of a comfort to you. So it says you've chosen this card as a reminder that you have the Kingdom of Heaven within you, the Pearl of Great Price, the Holy Grail, the Gold Rose, the Self that will not tarnish. It is all within you. You're a divine spark from the Creator of worlds. You have infinite love, compassion, wisdom within you. You're a multidimensional being with access to many realms of light within you for information. You're a cosmic traveler, and heaven is your home. Heaven is within you. It is not outside of you. So, Marie, what I'm also getting with you, I don't know if you've done any writing, but whatever I get is something current or an encouragement. I feel like you are a really good, kind of a good vehicle of divine channeling through writing. You may want to practice by something simple like calling your higher self and call on God. Ask a question. Say, dearest Maria. I know it sounds weird, but it works really well. Call it higher self channeling. Dearest Maria, pause and start to write without editing yourself. You can also do this speaking, but I do feel something around this for writing for you to be able to start answering some of your questions from your intuitive knowing. Okay? So thank you for calling in and asking.
Thank you, Maria.
Have you done any writing? Yeah, that's going to be good for you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Beautiful. All right, let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. 9769. You're live.
Hello, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Thank you for taking my call. I would be grateful for any message Anne you might have. I would mention I have very vivid dreams from time to time, sometimes even of people that have crossed over and I didn't know they had until I looked them up. So I just
got prophetic. I heard prophetic dreaming. Okay, that is a very specific giftedness. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, I did too. So I'm going to read you the card I pulled and we'll go from there. So I got break free and feel confidence from within. Inspired. You've chosen this card as a reminder that all you need is within you. The title of this painting is Inspired, because to be inspired means to be in spirit. This comes from within, not the outside. You can connect with this truth. It is also a reminder to maintain your own emotional boundaries and not to take on other people's energy. Stay within your own emotional self. The more you connect with your own emotions and inner being, honor yourself and your feelings, the more stable and confident you feel. And I have to tell you, in addition to that, I painted that painting in the 90s when I felt almost hopeless that I could never take an art class because my life was this or that. My kids were little. I was working. Like, I wanted to take this art class. I thought it was going to make me an artist, even though I've been painting for many years. I couldn't fit it into my schedule, and almost despondent, I picked up my paints and went outside and started painting, and I painted something that actually looked like Monet. And I'm an art history major, so I could hardly believe what I did. And I was like, oh, my gosh, maybe I don't need an art class right now. So, right? So I get that with you. So you do have this. The prophetic dream is an innate ability that you have, and you can harness it, and you can work with it, and you can explore it and say, you know, I invite more of this and navigate it. But it's one of those wonderful occurrences that happens when some of these things we hear about actually happens, and you know it's happened, that you just maybe don't know what to call it, or if you can work with people, you know, in a grounded, applicable way with it. But I help people with that all the time. So, yes, you are having them and how you want to work with this is going to be up to you. And thank you for calling in. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you for the encouragement. Where are your Oracle cards available? I'm an Oracle card junkie. So it's like, oh, these sound incredible.
Yes. I have them on my website right now. I have them around different stores and whatnot throughout New England. I don't know, but you're in Phoenix. Yeah, I've been in different bookstores and centers, wellness centers. I do have some available on my website as well. So that's andeidra.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love to you. All right, let's go to Washington, Maryland, 5378 are the last four digits of the phone number.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, welcome.
Hi, this is Debbie. Thank you for taking my call.
All right.
And thank you,
Ann. Debbie.
Hi, I kind of seem like maybe I'm the other Debbie when I listen to her. Very similar. Visions, dreams. Energy healer. I've been doing a lot of things. I don't really know where I want to go with this all, or I don't know where it is directing me. Let's put it that way. I'm trying to be open and surrender.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Good question. I'm already jumping in. I'm already going to tell you.
Great. Please do.
I know where you're going, but here's the thing. You get to decide where you're going. And I'm going to give you my three-part system here for some kind of ability you think you might have or whatever that is. Step one is to really be willing, because this is a free will planet, thank you God, right? So you don't have to do anything, but saying you're directed means that you've told the universe, I am willing. But also I'm also kind of working with you energetically to be in that empowerment of choice, because what I get around a fear with you is like something around, what if it doesn't work out? I don't know if you picked up some kind of disappointment from anybody else in your life. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So we're going to clear that. Okay. So bring that up in Central Sun and transmute it. So we're working to release that. And when I'm working with you, it's like pulling a thread. I mean, the divine beings will continue to unravel this comfortably for you, so you bring in new awarenesses, and it's just not a non-issue, okay? Or if you notice it, you're like, oh, you're not as attached to it, or you know, you're not in reactive to it, okay? So that's the first thing I'm picking up. So clearing that and going back to step one, being willing to say, I don't even know what this is or what to call it, but different intuitive modalities have different names. There is energy healing. There is, you know, the physical, the Reiki, the Theta, just different modalities. And I work with a lot of people with a bunch of different modalities, and I have a bunch of different modalities. But ultimately, it's step two is it's you. You can build the structure beneath it. You could learn to write, you know, three steps to feel better. Something simple like that. Begin to write. Step two is the foundation. You can put a website together. I've had seven, and I didn't, you know, in the beginning, I'm like, I don't know. I can't, you know, it's like I still don't know what to call stuff sometimes. That's just really about making other people comfortable sometimes in the best way, because, they, you know, you want to kind of be able to describe something but still allow yourself to be open to evolve, which you are. So step two is creating a little bit of a foundation, maybe a blog. You know, something simple, free blog. I get people on those all the time. And start to write a few little things and start a small Facebook group, or just, you know, just start to like share things. It doesn't have to be intimidating. But I call that spiritual marketing step three. Let people know, hey, I've, you know, practice. Hey, I feel like I can do this. Would you like a reading with me to try? I mean, I practice of maybe 6 months with people after a course I took and still didn't feel confident over a decade ago. But then once I just really said, you know, I'm just doing this, the confidence came and the people came. And so I just decided to show up. Does that make sense? And it evolves.
Yes, it does. Yes. Yeah.
Does it sound a little easy peasy?
No, I mean, I'm sort of, I definitely understand what you're saying. And I feel like I'm just in that beginning stage and would love to have the third eye opened more. So I'm eager for this tonight, the meditation.
I've got a card. Let me just read you the card. Love is eternal and unconditional. This is like my mediumship card too. I've got Reiki cards, I've got mediumship, I've got angel cards, I've got earth energy cards. And this is a mediumship card, and it's kind of like art and decorating. I'm even getting maybe cooking medicinal holistic health with you.
And mediumship is something that I really, really, really would love to do.
Okay, then I would say go for it because you've got the mediumship card and it's a lifestyle. I get you're going to be paying attention more to what you're eating, not in a typical diet way, but an energy way. Your whole life is getting more energetic, and with that, Debbie, it's not, you don't have to overthink it. When you're naturally flowing in a higher vibration, things come to you more easily. So supporting yourself in that way, maybe an essential oil or something like that. There are wonderful tools that can just get us in that space without a lot of, like, work and, oh, my gosh. So energy support for
you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I'd love to work with you at some point. So thank you.
Thanks, Debbie.
Wonderful.
Bye now.
Okay. Many-
yeah, beautiful. Well, Debbie, just the offer is certainly available to work with Anne with that session. And that's still available, and that'll be sent out again this evening via email and over the weekend as well, if you're considering that. So just feel into that if that's something that your soul is saying yes to. It's available. It's available. It's right here. It's right here, right now, in front of us, the ability to work with Anne for the past life readings, as well as the third eye opening, as well as the chakra clearings. Beautiful. Well, why don't we do this, Anne, if it's okay with you. I would love it if you would take us through that meditation. So if you can just tell us and explain to us just briefly what you'll be taking us through and what the third eye meditation is and what we can expect to experience, and then take us through it.
Sure. Okay, well, I've been working with people a lot from root to crown, starting at the first chakra, moving to the seventh, and I got guided to start at God source energy and working more with the etheric chakras to bring those ideas, since it is third eye, to create and allow those creations to be grounded into reality and not just stay in the idea stage. So we're going to start, so don't be driving or listen to the replay, but put your feet on the ground and get as present as you can, because I'm going to start at the God source energy, bring the light down and through as a pillar and through the auric field, and then go into the different energy centers to activate and bring in some more awareness for all of you. All right, sound good?
Beautiful.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to take a deep breath, and we're going to just imagine, close your eyes, and imagine about 300 feet above your head, God source energy. We're going to bring white gold light down, and we're going to start, and we're going to work at that. We're going to start at that 12th chakra there with the galactic. We're going to open and activate the galactic conversation with all of you, because the third eye really is connected to all that is, all that you are, all that you have been, are, and came here to be in this lifetime, and to be able to fully access that. And that includes communicating with your galactic team and bringing that down into the universal chakra, connected to all that is, connected to the galactic team, bringing that down into unity consciousness, into your divine consciousness, going down into your ninth chakra, activating in all time, space, and dimension, all the power of your soul, all the gifts and talents that you have, all unique to you. There is no one like you, and you are here for a very specific time and purpose, and being you and all of you, and being able to merge with all of you and allowing that energy and connection with your higher self in your eighth chakra to bring all of that as a golden white light through your crown chakra, with these divinely inspired ideas. And if you seem to forget, or as we lovingly call divine amnesia, that you have the voice of yourself, your soul, your higher self, your team to remind you, remember this idea. So you nurture that and bring that into your third eye, where you can see the idea, whether it's starting a new business, working with your intuition, it can be a very simple idea that you have, but nurture that, bring in that divine feminine energy and the divine masculine energy to balance, to be able to be receptive, to receive this idea as it moves down into your third eye and you can see it and feel it and speak to it. Speak to yourself. Be able to be honest with yourself and to whom you speak your ideas to, that you can be discerning with that and allow this, like a seed, to water and nurture and grow within you before you make any proclamations or announcements with things, that you really are really in the creative phase and that you are bringing this into your heart, to really feel it in your heart and to express it to yourself, that this is a dream that you have, this is an idea that you have. It's holy in creating wholeness within you, and you have everything you need to bring this into reality, into fruition, as we bring this into your third chakra, where you can connect with the power of it and be free from any opinions around it. Really allow this to be your idea that you are sharing and not to be muddled by any other energy. So that third energy center and that solar plexus is very clear and purposeful and without any interference, that it feels powerfully brought into the creativity and the bliss and the knowingness that this is yours and yours to share once you are bringing it through the root chakra and grounding it into reality, into the product, into the service that you're here to share from your God, divinity within you, that you are in full collaboration with the universe and supported to bring all of those ideas into reality and share the wealth, I'm hearing, with people, because you are wealthy within and without. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Ah, so beautiful. Yeah, so much power, so much possibility that you're bringing in for us. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, Ian. I thought it was very organic. I felt like I knew that, just knew you all really are here incubating things and bringing it through. It's going to bring more spaciousness. Get a little cranky if we've got stuff in the pipeline to bring through and we haven't. So you may not be, you know, it shows up physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We feel better when we produce from our being.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing our gifts.
Sharing our gifts. So speaking of sharing, has anything come to you as we've been discussing today? Is there anything that I missed that I should have asked you, or you feel that the community needs to hear that we didn't get across or didn't share with them? Anything that's come through to you?
I think I'm going to pull one more card as a group message here, and I've got serenity. Be still and connect with source. How divine timing, right? You've chosen this card as a reminder that God, the creator, the source of all life, is within you. To reach clarity of mind and divine illumination, you can meditate, be still, and connect with this power. It's not outside of you. Once you do, you will no longer depend on the outside world for validation, for in solitude lies the genius within you. Our intuition is God speaking to us. Listen to the voice of love inside your true self. You'll experience an indescribable peace. So intuition is ours, is us as, you know, spark. It's our divinity. It's all what, you know, what I do, you shall do and more, that wonderful ancient wisdom. So that feels like a really, like in a recap of what I feel came through today with that card share at the end. So thank you, Ian.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Anne, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you. Thank you so much for what you've shared with us. And thank you especially for your gifts of your readings and sharing that information and channeling to the community. It's always so special when we get to take people's calls and answer their questions on the web. We love to do that. Oh, so, again, thank you
wonderful.
So much.
Thank you. Thank you, too. And thank you, everyone. Love speaking with all of you and feeling your energy. You've all been here and on the replay as well. Namaste and much love.
Much love to you. Well, everyone, thank you so much for being here and for listening to the show. It's been a great time together. Thank you for shining your light and just being the amazing beacon of light that you are in the world. So much love to you all, and we thank Mother Earth and Father Son, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the ancient ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for being here, for supporting us, and just calling us all to our path and to our purpose. So thank you, and much love to you all. Take care. Bye now.